This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to choose serenity over the noise. There is a noticeable difference in my mornings when I start them from a very serene place rather than with a lot of noise. For example, I typically work out in the mornings, so the television would always be blaring in the background as I made my protein drink. Then I would have music blaring in my ears as I worked out. Starting my day from a more serene place impacts the rest of my day. And when I turn to the scriptures, I think about the constant noise going on in David's life, fighting one battle after the next. Yet he knew how to also go to that very serene place. I have a visual in my head about the day David killed Goliath and what that scene must have looked like. The scriptures tell us that the Philistines were on one side and the Israelites were on the other as David is making his way down into the valley to confront Goliath. It feels like this vast noise is going on inside this valley. I envision a football stadium, but instead of cheering fans, it's just the loud cries of worry and anticipation coming from both sides. But David is steady in his approach, and he keeps moving towards Goliath. He is able to tune it all out while standing in his moment of stillness. And we know this is the case because think about how still his hand had to be to strike Goliath with such precision. David knew how to tune out the noise and retreat to that powerful, serene place with God. And as you reflect on that, remember these words, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46:10. Watch the Blues of Blessings YouTube channel today and see how I tune out the noise. So today, tune out your noise.